Brooks, a couple of years ago, there was tremendous hoopla going on about another planet that might be in the solar system. They called it Planet X. I'm sure you've heard of it.
Sure.
It never came around. Do you still think it's possible there's a planet out there? And the other thing, just talking to you about your theory about how Earth ended up in this solar system coming through a wormhole, it's possible that a Planet X could do the same thing, isn't it?
Exactly. Exactly. It doesn't necessarily have to be in orbit around our sun, either in the same plane as the planets that currently go around our sun or perpendicular to that. It can come from some other portion of the universe through a wormhole and appear.
If something comes through a wormhole, does it just reappear when it gets to the other side?
Well, I guess it depends on how wormholes really work. I think that's exactly what happens, that relative to us, because it comes through the hole so quickly that one moment it's not there and the next moment it is there. And what I was going to say is there's two basic philosophies in science. And by the way, physics is science and everything else is just stamp collecting. The two theories, one is humanist, and that basically goes like this. Let's say you have a sink. And in the sink, you have a graduated cylinder sitting under the faucet, and the faucet is dripping into that graduated cylinder, and there's a certain amount of water in that graduated cylinder, and you can count the number of drops that drip out of the end of that faucet with your watch. A humanist could say, I can use my watch and the rate at which the water is coming out of the end of the faucet, and I can calculate how long that graduated cylinder has been sitting in that sink. That's the humanist point of view. The way things are acting upon the universe now are the way they have always acted. And so, therefore, I can extrapolate backwards and age things and make predictions. A catastrophist, on the other point, knows that what really happened is somebody put the graduated cylinder into the sink, turned the faucet on, shut it off, and left it dripping. And it's only been there a fraction of that time. The catastrophist, and in mathematics we realize this, that there are forces that occur outside the pattern that we currently know.
And we don't even, and we can't control it either.
Sure. When you get into superstring theory, the mathematics gets to the point where you end up with literally millions upon millions of possible answers. But without experience and guidance and some precedent and some indication, you don't know which solution to pick.
No, you don't. And you know why I think you're right about a lot of this tonight, Brooks? It's because every day, and this is just from a scientific end now, every day mainstream science comes up with something new or they have found something. Just today I had a story where they have found some very strange signals coming from the center of our galaxy, which might very well be where these wormholes are. And they can't explain it. They don't know what it is, but they do say they're not pulsars. But they don't know what's going on, and they've got a pattern and rhythm to it.
One of the most magnificent creations on our planet today is a system called the LIGO system, Laser Interferometer Gravitational Wave Observatories. They were a dream of Dr. Kip Thorne and others, and they actually got the money, and they've built several of these. There's a couple in Washington State, there's one in Louisiana, there's one in Australia, and they're trying to put one in space called LISA, the Laser Interferometer Space Antenna. They're going to work together to try to detect gravitational waves, which are the only thing that we believe can emanate from a black hole. So far, the LIGO systems have only been able to detect coalescing binary neutron stars, which we can already detect with radio antennas. These are collapsed stars that revolve around each other, kind of like two nickels dropped into the cone cyclone bank at the Walmart. If you drop two nickels in, they chase each other around and around, and as gravity pulls them to the center of the cone, they revolve faster and faster and faster until finally they drop through the hole. Similar thing happens with binary neutron stars as they come together. Well, those frequencies, those ripples in space-time, are detected by these LIGOs. And what we're really trying to do is make these so sensitive that we can pick up the stretching and shrinking forces, these tidal gravity forces, that are put off by gravitational waves. Now, last December, they had the ninth annual Gravitational Wave Workshop in Annecy, France, and there was a lot of good information that came out of that, but nobody has detected a black hole directly yet. But I believe they will soon. I believe that team will win the Nobel Prize.
They probably will if they can do that. Black hole, different from dark matter?
Yes. Dark matter and dark energy are really the evidence of the parallel universes interacting with our universe. They're more than just antimatter. They're more than just positive electrons and negative protons. They fill up the bulk of the empty space in our universe, but they're not dimensionally detectable by us. We can only see the perturbation, the perturbing of our universe mm-hmm. by those things.
Right, right. And that's probably then, I don't know, in my simple mind, the other side.
Or sides.
That's where they are.
One of the things that's evident is we know that our universe is expanding. We say that's because of the Big Bang. We had all this matter in one point in our universe, and it exploded, and now it's all heading off into the nether portions of blackness.
You don't believe that, do you?
Well, if that were true, that expansion would be somewhat linear, or it would be decaying, but it's not. It's accelerating. And that acceleration is evidence that some other energy is being poured into our universe from somewhere else. Let's talk about global warming for a second. Maybe our planet's heating up. We have some evidence of that. But there's evidence that all the planets in our solar system are heating up. And they're not just heating up from the heat of the sun. In fact, they radiate more heat back than they get from the sun. So where is that energy coming from?
Good question.
This is the kind of energy perturbation that's going on in our universe that we are detecting. And we're trying to, I guess, reverse engineer it, as it were, to find the source.
The pyramids that were built on this planet, I assume, based on our earlier discussion, they were built by the Nephilim?
That's true. They were built by the Nephilim. And there are some writers out there that are capitalizing on that, but they missed the point. They missed the point. The Nephilim understood the significance of using the stars precisely for guidance and for reasoning and mm-hmm. for pacing development. Unfortunately, they really didn't like this planet because all they really had to work with was stone. Now, today, with our technology and our great earth-moving equipment, we might barely be able to build a pyramid. Maybe.
I agree with that. We might not be able to lift those blocks, I'll tell you that.
That's a key point. Somehow, we know that those blocks were lifted intact, not on rollers, because the point load would have shattered them. Any engineer knows that.
Or hundreds of thousands of people pulling them.
Yes. They had to be moved by some technology that we don't understand. The same thing with Stonehenge. The same thing with the granite, not sandstone, but granite that was used to build the temples in South America.
And with a technology, Brooks, that is no longer here. Somehow it just picked up and went.
Well, one of the things that we see at each one of these locations is we see likenesses of the Nephilim. How can you tell they're Nephilim? Well, okay, they're tall. But they also have six fingers and six toes.
And strange skulls, don't they?
Yes, and they also have in one of their hands a little bag, a little bucket, a little tool. They all have the same tool in their hand.
What's the tool?
We don't know. It might be a rock melter. It might be a symbol of their special knowledge.
What's it look like?
It looks just like a little handbag, a little handle that they hold onto, and it looks about the size of a woman's purse. But there's no markings on it, but they all have it in their hands. If you go down to Machu Picchu, there's two of them standing right there beside the temple. And they're holding in their hands their little bucket, their little handbag, their little tool, and they have six fingers on their hands.
You think whatever is in that bag has something to do with the movement of the stone?
I absolutely do.
Well, you may be right. Edgar Cayce, the great American prophet, once talked about the Hall of Records being at the base of the Sphinx and also in South America,
mm-hmm.
totally convinced that if we found these halls of record, we would know everything about the existence and the civilization of mankind on this planet.
these kinds of halls of records have been sought after by all kinds of groups. Many people are familiar with a group called the Templars.
Yes,
Anciently, they had an ability to build special buildings. When Solomon went to build the temple, he didn't do it himself. He commissioned special builders that had special knowledge how to build a temple. There were certain ways it had to be done. There were maps, scrolls. They were called the flying scrolls. They were kept in hollow columns in the Temple of Solomon, and they became extremely valuable, extremely sought after by many, many peoples. You remember a man named Columbus, of course.
Of course.
He was married to the daughter of a grand master of the order that had access to his father-in-law's charts and maps that covered the Mediterranean area and the European Atlantic coast. Well, not long after the Templars' dispersal, you remember Philip the Fair sort of went after him with a vengeance and took a lot of their wealth and killed a lot of them off.
He did it on a Friday the